but I definitely fucked up in that, like, the bury your gaze trope with the Ram and Raven, Hurley and Sloane, at the end of the Pedals to the Metal arc, which, because when I was writing that, I was like, oh, it's the first, like, romance in this show, and I'll give it a tragic ending, without knowing that there was this whole fucking, like, that's how most, like, gay and lesbian relationships in media end, is with tragic endings, which I didn't realize. And so, like, I've stepped in it a lot in that regards.
But in my mind, when I was, like, doing the character and, like, had Taco's, like, story in my head, Taco was a gay guy.
That's, like, his 400 kids and wives and husbands and stuff. That's, God, that's rough.
I'm trying to stick with the they pronoun for Roswell. I keep fucking that up. One thing I kind of want to make clear, we're going to learn a lot more about Loop during this session, and pretty much on through the rest of the campaign. But I wanted to say, as long as we're talking about your backstory, that the two of you are twins, and that Loop was assigned male at birth, but at, like, a fairly young age, she transitioned and identified as a female elf and as, you know, as Loop, which I only mention because, like, we're talking about your backstory and having, like, kind of a difficult childhood or whatever. Like, I don't really, it's your call, but, like, I don't really want that backstory to be like you had a traumatic childhood because of your identities or whatever. Because I think that would kind of be shitty, but rather just that, like, it's a tough world.
I feel it was more scrappy. I mean, I feel like it was more like, well, we're going to look out for each other.
Yeah.
And that's it. We're on each other's team and we're looking out for each other. I don't think it had as much to do with our identities. So we're clear, and I'm clear not to misgender Loop. Can we make the assumption that the things that we were talking about probably took place after she transitioned? So that,
yeah.
You know, if I'm referring to Loop,
yeah,
as she,
that's her, like, that's her, that is her Loop, pronoun. Yeah,
you're right. There has been a terrible loss that you should know about, and I dropped the camouflage spell that I've been maintaining.
Oh, God.
So I just wanted to be honest. I didn't want to catfish you or anything. This is Taco today. I had a bad run in while I was saving the world again, and this is what I really look like. And I just wanted you to know that in case that changes anything for you personally. I thought you should know now.
He says, Taco, I was crazy about you before some weird light told me a story about your 100-year journey through existence where you were fighting for a century to save the world. He says, I love you, Taco. And at this point, I think that everyone in reality is going to love you after hearing your story. And nothing's going to change that. The day of Carrie and Killian's wedding was full of laughing and dancing and feasting and loving.
I loved Jeremiah Blackwell. And he loved Anne. And when they got married, Mr. Ryehouse, do you know, have you ever in a moment been the most happy and saddest you've ever been in your whole life?
This is a question from Katya, who says, I have a very important question to Travis about Aubrey Little. Is she a lesbian?
So when I talked about, so I based Aubrey on four people, right? She's named after Aubrey Plaza. And she, like, is pierced and tattooed like my friends, Verona, Tybee, and Kate, right? And so all four of those people are bisexual. And so it was just kind of in my head when it wasn't even really a decision that I made, but as I was picturing Aubrey and basing her off of these four people, that she just, like, was bisexual. So to answer your question, Katya, she is bisexual, like all four of those people.